Good morning, Daddy. All right, here's your morning coffee and bagel. I've checked your schedule and in at 10 a.m., so make sure you review the proposal in advance, okay? I printed it up for you and put it over there. Oh, and I laid out your blue shirt and red tie. I think they look good on the webcam. Is the coffee okay? I think I made it strong enough, but I'm worried it's a little too bitter. You like it? Good. Yeah, there's a lot of mail in your inbox this morning. I flagged the ones that seem critical. I'm not sure if I got them all. Oh, I missed one. An important one? I'm sorry. Well, I guess you're right. I am pretty new at this, but still. I want to do a good job for you. I gotta admit that when Mama suggested this, I wasn't really that excited. I know it wasn't your idea either, so I appreciate you being patient with me. Thank you, Daddy. I know that I can kind of be a handful at times. No, I mean, I know that I'm not working right now, but it's not for lack of trying. No one's hiring around here for summer internships, especially not in my major. I don't know, I don't want to be a burden, but if Mama wanted me to help around the house more or whatever, she could have just asked. She didn't have to pull you into it. I mean, Mama knows that I want to make you proud. So when she brought up the idea of dinner, at me being your intern, I mean, and then you looked at me and I had to say yes. I never want to disappoint you, Daddy. Yeah, so I guess I'm having fun. I mean, I enjoy organization, I guess, and I get to hang out with you a lot of the day, which is really nice. Besides, you're not a very demanding boss. I mean, you could ask me to do more if you wanted. Hey, Daddy. I don't want to interrupt your breakfast, but I kind of have something I want to ask you. Do you remember Meg? Yeah, Meg was my best friend in high school. I mean, we're still very close, but, you know, she moved for college and I stayed here. We still chat a lot, though. So, yeah, Meg, she did this internship, a real one, in an office before the whole COVID thing. She gave me some real great advice on how to stand out and what employers are looking for, which helped me a lot to meet your expectations. She also told me some other stories. Yeah, so you know, Meg said at this workplace, the interns, well, each one would report to a specific manager in the office who was their real boss. Kinda like you're my boss here. Mm-hmm. So she also said that some of the managers kinda acted like they owned the interns. Well, I mean, like, they could tell the interns to do anything they wanted and the interns would have to do it because a bad recommendation might, you know, haunt them for the rest of their careers, and a good one might make getting a job a lot easier. Plus, this place was stupid prestigious, Daddy. I mean, lots of interns want to come back as full-time employees. Meg said on the first day, her manager took her aside and explained things to her about what she would be doing. But while he did it, he started undressing her. I know, right? Now, I'm not saying this was good or anything, but Meg just kind of went with it. She said he was a hot older guy and she kind of felt flattered that she was getting all this attention from him. But when he took off her blouse and then unzipped her skirt, she didn't really complain. Well, the rest of the story isn't that exciting. I mean, he felt her up, but he didn't get off or anything. Don't look so shocked, Daddy. I mean, you're a man in the world. You know how these things work. Sure, I mean, eventually they fucked on some business trip, but that's not the point. No, Daddy, the point is, don't you think that sounded hot? It's all right, Daddy. You can answer. I mean, I asked after all. And I mean, obviously I'm not gonna discuss this with Mama. She's such a prude. Not like you. Yeah. It's a great fantasy, I think, but like, I couldn't do that with a stranger. If someone I didn't trust started to undress me, I'd probably freak out even if I was interested. Now, with somebody I trusted? Yeah, that would be different. What am I saying? Well, I mean, if a man who I loved and trusted started to undress me at work, especially a hot, old man, I don't think I'd be able to resist him. I don't think I'd want to. I mean, I'd probably do whatever he wanted me to, even if I was nervous or scared. I just have to please him and make him happy. I'd be such a good little intern for him. Maybe you could let me show you? Come on, Daddy. It could be a lot of fun, don't you think? Like a game. And I mean, if either of us got uncomfortable, we could stop. I know you'd never do anything that I didn't want, Daddy. So it goes like this. I'm your intern, and you're not sure about me. Maybe you think I'm pretty, but you want to see for yourself. Oh. Oh, thank you, Daddy. I've really wanted to look my best to work with you. I've been spending more time on my makeup than I might normally. I kind of just thought it would be good practice for later. But I really love the way you look at me when I'm all dressed up. So, do you want to inspect your intern or not? Yay! Alright, so, stand up with me. Yeah. Just walk around me. Like that, and kinda, yeah. You kinda drink me in with your eyes. Daddy, you look so hungry. Yeah, you can start with my blouse if you want. You're so slow and confident. Just doing one button after the other. How many women have you done this with? I wore the push-up bra for you today. Do you like it, Daddy? Oh, yeah. Of course you can take off my skirt. Zipper's back there. Feeling my ass. Not unzipping me. There it goes. These are my smallest panties, Daddy. So, you being so quiet, what do you think? Oh. No one has ever said anything like that about me before. Do you really think so? Yes, sir. Thank you. Maybe you should check and see what Mama really said is the truth. Am I really a handful? I think I could be at least two handfuls. Yeah, I mean, of course you can unhook my prog, Daddy. I'm your intern and your daughter, and I belong to you. You can do whatever you like to me. It's a little chilly in the air conditioning, isn't it? I guess you can tell. Oh. Oh. Oh, Daddy. Your hands, they feel so good. So, so good on my tits. Oh, God. I mean, no, Daddy. Please don't stop, sir. Please. Yes, sir. Yeah, you're the first man to ever touch me. Or even touch them. I haven't dated at all in school. I mean, I was focusing on my studies like you told me to, Daddy. I haven't done anything with boys. I was trying to be with a man like you, sir. Kiss me more, Daddy. Kiss my neck. Yes. Are they big enough, Daddy? Do you like them? Oh God, Daddy. When you suck on my tits like that, I'm sorry, Daddy. You just, oh God. Oh God, you got me all worked up. Be more quiet. Have you seen enough? Or do you want some more? You want me to take off my panties? Alright. Well, here I am, Daddy. The only clothes that you let me keep on are my thigh highs and my high heels. And, somehow that just makes this more dirty. What do you want me to do? No, I want this. I mean, I fantasize about this for so long, Daddy. And you can see how wet you've made me. Just tell me what to do. Oh, okay, I mean, I've never blown a guy before, but I'm a fast learner, you know that. Alright, well, you sit there and get comfortable, and I'll get on my knees, and I'll unzip you. Oh, wow, I'm really excited, Daddy. I finally get to see y'all. Oh, wow. Wow, I guess I wasn't expecting it to be so hard, or to feel so hot in my hand. I'll do my best. Pace myself. I really, really want to take all of you. I know the guys like that. Yes, I could take you all the way into my throat, Daddy. Daddy, I can finish you like this if you want, but I want to ride you, Daddy. I want to straddle you in your leather chair and take your cock inside me. Well, I mean, we don't have to go all the way. I mean, maybe I could just straddle you like this. And then I could just slide my wet little slit over your... Oh, God. Oh. Daddy, that feels so fucking good. Oh, fuck. Have you ever had an intern do this for you, Daddy? Don't tell me. I think I'd be too jealous to hear all that. I think it should be only me that's allowed to have your cock, Daddy. You feel so good outside of me, Daddy. I wonder what you feel like inside. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, God. Please, Daddy. Please. Please, Daddy. Oh, God. Let me prove it to you. What a good little intern I can be for you. Please. Please let me take you inside of me. I promise I'll stop before you come. If that's what you want. Mama doesn't ever have to know. Oh, good, yay. Just hold still, Daddy. Just like that. Real steel. Oh. It's just the head, and I feel so, so stretched out. So full, Danny. Only almost there. Almost. God, Danny, you're filling me up. Please, I can't stop myself. I'm gonna. God, Daddy, that was so amazing. Oh God, I feel so good. But fuck, I want to stay like this all day. Thank you, Daddy. I really appreciate you using me like this. I feel so special now. Let me just get my clothes back on. I'm dripping everywhere. Oh, go. Quick, start typing something. Mom's coming. Oh, hi, Mama. Everything's going fine. I don't know. Do you have any complaints about my work ethic, Daddy? There, see? I'm taking such good care of him. I bet he'll be really sad to see me go back to college in the fall. Don't worry, Mama. I know this is important. I'm going to be a perfect little intern for Daddy. I'll take such good care of him that you won't need to worry about anything at all.